Did we put out the call for the best towns in Australia?
Yep.
To send them in, and the shittest towns in Australia. We have received exactly zero best towns, but we have received about 1.4 billion shit towns.
Yeah.
What was your nominee again?
Mine was Canberra.
Yeah.
Just not much doing down there. Oh. Too many roundabouts.
Well, let's do this,
and
shall we?
It's too clean.
Ah, well, you know what, Fletch? Our favourite Canberran is on the line now.
I said this before, I knew
Ellie
was
Wicks.
Coming on. Sorry.
Hello, Ellie.
Oh,
sorry, Ellie.
Don't even say that. I know I'm originally from Melbourne. I'm just working here. Do not even put me in that category. Fletch, I'm with you. It is one of the worst towns.
Yeah. Wow. I said Melbourne first, by the way.
Yeah, I just, I'm with you on that. The only good thing about it was maybe the footy, the Raiders, and even they've gone downhill this season. So, you know, no one's liking it anymore.
No, they're struggling. Now, we play Jennifer Lopez, Jenny from the Block. Why so,
yes,
Ellie?
Yeah, there's a little bit to that song. Ben Affleck was in the film clip back in 2002, and Bennifer are back.
Ooh.
This is huge news at the moment, and really today, like, this is all really unfolding as we speak. If you don't know what Bennifer means, it really refers to Ben Affleck and Jennifer Lopez, and they have rekindled their steamy romance from 17 years ago. So it's been a long time coming. Ben's been on and off again with a few women since he split with wife Jennifer Garner in 2018. So they were together for about 10 years, had three kids. And we know, of course, J-Lo is only very recently single since her and A-Rod called it quits just a few weeks ago. But I had some suspicions that maybe they were over a lot earlier than we really knew, because it was really only roughly a week ago that we saw Ben Affleck getting dropped off by J-Lo's security after spending some time at her place in LA. And that's when all the rumours started to swirl that maybe there was something going on again. But today the internet has honestly blown up, because Bennifer have been spotted together on a romantic ski holiday in Montana. So it's all systems go, so it seems.
Hey, Ellie, what do you think about rekindling? Like, what would be the success rate? Was there a reason why it all fell apart in the first place? What do you think about relationships that are rekindled?
I wonder, like, have they stayed in contact the entire time? Obviously, their work has probably aligned from time to time. They're, you know, in Hollywood, I would say that they've crossed paths. But 17 years is a really long time. And I wonder what really happened, because she left her first husband for him. They did a movie together.
Mm-hmm.
So they met in 2002. In 2003, they were set to get married. They put that on hold. And then it was all over in 2004. And clearly now it's not all over. So I mean, usually they say things end for a reason. Your ex is an ex for a reason, but maybe not. This seems a little different. And I'm kind of excited by this pair up. I'm really liking it.
I'm with you. I love Bennifer, the original Bennifer. Mm. What about Will Smith, Ellie? I noticed he's put on a little bit of weight.
Yeah, but it's all going to go. He's shredding the COVID kilos, and we're all invited to do the same. He posted a pic admitting that he was in the worst shape of his life last week. And I didn't even know if this was already planned or not, but it went viral. Obviously, it must be pretty relatable. We spent a lot of time at home last year, maybe eating a little bit too much. So in his words, he said, no more to the midnight muffins, and he's going to get into the best shape of his life. And we can now watch this all unfold on YouTube. So he's getting his health and wellness in check. And he has a few celebrities and some friends getting involved as well. They've all posted their before pictures. So it's become a pretty big deal. The hashtag you can go and follow is Big Willy Challenge. There you go.
Oh,
and
I've done that before.
And the aftershots are to be posted in 12 weeks. So it's going to be a 12-week challenge. So I guess the question is, can he get into the best shape of his life in 12 weeks? That's not very long.
Now, Ellie, you know that I feel like a lost soul. Maths is done and dusted. That's all done. I've stopped following Beck, by the way. I liked it watching the car crash in the first place, but now I'm completely out of it. She's done. I've unsubscribed.
Yeah.
What can we look forward to?
You and the rest of Australia,
yeah.
I think the maths people have their good 5 minutes, and that's it.
Yep.
Well, back home in Australia, all no more US news, but we are going to get a bit of a US show. It's the Celebrity Gogglebox, and it's coming to our shores, but we're going to get our very own version. So this was huge in the US. They had some big stars as well. They've got Tyra Banks on there, the Osbournes. They've really started reality TV back in the day. They've even got our Aussie chef, Curtis Stone, and his wife on there, and we're going to get our own version, but they've got no celebrities cast as yet. They're liking Anthony Kalia and husband Tim Campbell. I think that would be from a few of their Instagrams they post. They're quite funny together. Like, they've shown a bit of their home life all throughout last year, and they do seem really funny, so I think that would be good. But do you guys have anyone in mind that you would like to see watching and commenting on your TV shows?
Yeah, the Hoppawattis. Just having John there with the boys, that would be good.
That would
viewing.
Yeah, and I like that too. Hey, Ellie, we've got to run. We appreciate you giving us our celebrity fix, and it feels like I've been away, so it feels like it's been a long time. So great to hear your dulcet tones again.
Thanks, guys. Have a nice afternoon.